Lucy Cervellón, CAPSA's Northern Utah liaison for human trafficking, handled 8 cases in 2018. While she's only seen 4 so far this year, she said the more we educate the community, the more these issues are coming to light.
Before, I think, you know, that community, and I feel that our community is in denial, thinking that we don't have any human trafficking around here, but the truth is completely different.
Louise Speth, the facilities and shelter manager for CAPSA, said this attitude is not unique to Cache County.
I think it's hard to live in a community and think that these terrible things that you see on the news are occurring in your backyard. I think that's every community struggles with that. So I guess I would encourage people to be open to the idea that bad things happen everywhere. That doesn't mean our community is getting worse. I think it's just a factor of our community growing. We're going to see some of these things that previously may have been just news stories. Yeah. We're going to see more of those same types of issues coming to the valley.
Cervellón said one of the best things a person can do to improve the situation is being aware of their neighborhood. For example, if a house has a lot of cars that come and go, or people that seem to come and go in shifts, this should be reported to authorities. More information is available at upr.org. This is Kat Webb reporting for Utah Public Radio.